First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people, sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 21 of our Lenten journey is given by Jill Dawson. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
When Frank first asked me to do a podcast for Lent, I wasn't sure what I would say. I was asked to think about my spiritual journey, and that got me to thinking about my journey through life. I realized that my lifelong journey has been a series of journeys. Obviously, my first journey was growing up. I hit the jackpot. My journey began with loving, committed parents who made a covenant with God at my dedication to raise me in a Christian home within a church family. What a way to start my journey of faith. Sunday school, church choir, GAs, training union, and church camp were central parts of my early journey. Along this journey, I had many older relatives to remind me that God is love and that He could see everything I do. Both good messages for a child. College and choosing a profession were also journeys. I taught elementary school in the inner city for 24 years. I consider those years an opportunity for mission work along my journey. Marriage is also a journey. Rick and I were married in this church. We made a covenant with God to love and care for each other always. Rick joined my church, and we have shared this journey here for 49 years. Raising our family was definitely a journey. We dedicated our daughters to God and promised to raise them in a Christian home in this church family. Sharing our faith with our daughters was a holy commitment. We also see the importance of sharing our faith journeys with our 5 grandchildren. Caring for my parents during extended illnesses and caring for my disabled sister now are definitely part of my faith journey. This journey has been a privilege, but often hard. It's faith that helps me carry the load. Now Rick and I are on our empty nest journey with more time to volunteer, to help others, and serve within the church to share our faith. All these journeys are part of my faith journey. Many times I've been overwhelmed with gratitude to God for my wonderful life, but I have also been brought to my knees to ask for forgiveness. I have counted on God for guidance, and I have also prayed for the peace that passes understanding when there doesn't seem to be an answer. I can't imagine this journey without God at my side. I've been fortunate in my life to travel a good bit. These are literal journeys. There is one journey in particular that had a huge impact on my faith journey. I was blessed to visit the Holy Land. I got to literally walk where Jesus walked. There, all the old stories from the scriptures came alive. I saw the shepherd's fields, the church of the Nativity built on the place where Christ was born. I saw the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized, and saw the old city of Jerusalem and walked the ancient Roman stone pathways that date back to Jesus' time. I looked down on Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives and sailed on the Sea of Galilee in a boat that was a replica from Christ's time. And I went to the Church of the Sepulcher, which is a site of Jesus' crucifixion. What a journey. I guess I've been walking my journey of faith my whole life, maybe even before I was aware of it, and I'll continue to walk this journey. Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for walking beside us on our journeys. Thank you for the knowledge that whatever happens along the way, you will be with us always. Amen.